This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The weight of dependence. That's what settles on the heart tonight, a heaviness felt across scattered Israel. We've become accustomed to ease, haven't we? To the illusion of security offered by systems built on sand, systems that demand allegiance to everything but Yahuwah. The tremors we feel aren't random. They are the fracturing of a false foundation, the unraveling prophesied for generations. And within that fracturing, within that seeming chaos, lies the seed of restoration. Yeshayahu spoke of a time when Israel would be consumed by foreign powers, not through armies and conquest alone, but through a slow erosion of self-sufficiency, a willing entanglement in the infrastructure of bondage. Think on that. Every transaction funneled through the digital matrix, every kilowatt drawn from a centralized grid, these aren't simply conveniences. They are threads in a web, binding us tighter to a dying empire, a system built on exploitation and control. But Yahuwah is a God of rebuilding. He promises to restore the ruined cities, to breathe life back into the desolate places. Ezekiel 36 speaks plainly, He will rebuild, He will replant, He will restore. This isn't merely a spiritual promise whispered on the wind. It's a call to action, a directive to reclaim what has been lost. The restoration of Israel, the gathering of the scattered remnant, demands the restoration of our ability to sustain ourselves, to live in accordance with the covenant, independent of the systems designed to enslave. And that reclamation is underway. We are seeing, across the nations, a burgeoning movement towards autonomy. It's not about retreating into isolation, but about forging resilient networks, about building parallel systems rooted in principles of sustainability and mutual support. Communities are establishing local food sources, developing independent energy solutions, creating decentralized communication networks. They are learning the ancient skills of self-reliance, the wisdom passed down through generations. This is the Exodus engine, slowly, deliberately, building the infrastructure for a future separation, a future return. This is the work of preparation, the sowing of seeds in the shadow of Babylon. It's a response to the tightening grip, to the increasing pressure on Zion, and tonight, the pressure is palpable. Reports are surfacing of escalating tensions surrounding the holy city, a gathering storm of conflict. Zechariah warned of a time when nations would gather against Zion, seeking to dismantle it, to make it a stumbling stone. The signs are aligning, aren't they? The rhetoric is escalating, the alliances are shifting, and the stone that causes stumbling is becoming increasingly visible. But understand this, Yahuwah is not caught off guard. He sees the machinations of Edom, the schemes of those who seek to divide and conquer. He knows the hearts of the nations, and He will bring judgment upon those who attempt to harm His people, His inheritance. Yirmiyahu prophesied the breaking of Edom's iron will, a decline in its power and influence. And we are witnessing it now. The cracks are appearing in the facade of Western dominance. The foundations of the unipolar order are crumbling. This isn't a call to celebrate Edom's misfortune, but to recognize it. To understand that their weakening grip is not a sign of chaos, but a necessary precondition for restoration. It creates the space, the opportunity, for Israel to emerge from the shadows, to reclaim its destiny. The emphasis on autonomy isn't just about survival, it's about forging a path through the wilderness. Yeshayahu 52:11-12 speaks of a gathering, a separation, a going forth from Babylon without haste. It's not a passive waiting game, but an active preparation, a building of the means to ensure a swift and complete departure when the time comes. This is not about replicating the systems of Babylon, simply building a smaller, more localized version. It's about embracing a different paradigm altogether, one rooted in covenant, in community, in a deep respect for the land and for Yahuwah's creation. It's about remembering who we are, where we come from, and what we are called to be. Scattered Israel, awakened in this generation, building the foundations for a future return, a future restoration. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.